It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Man punches bear in the nose to rescue pet beagle.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate.
Well, it's kind of interesting. We were just talking about alarm clocks and the whole, you know, setting one on the weekend, not right. setting one. What mm-hmm. do you? How do you prefer it? All that good stuff. And then I stumble upon this little fact about alarm clocks. Before alarm clocks were invented, which apparently that was a thing, guys, in the 1920s.
Yeah,
1920s is how long they went without them.
Ooh.
So how did people get up?
With the sun?
That's old school, right?
I think. I also feel like, Kevin, they maybe went to bed earlier. I don't know if there was a bunch of night owls back in the day. I mean, you know, you got to blow out the candle and go to bed.
Yeah. I mean, this is now, I don't know.
I mean, they didn't have Facebook to scroll, so what were they doing anyway?
They had something called a knocker-up.
Okay.
It was a profession known as a knocker-up, which would go from client to client, tapping on their windows or banging on their doors with long sticks until they were awake.
Wow, what a fun way to wake up.
So that's how people would be woke up. You'd just hear something hitting your window or your door, and it's a stick. And then
how'd that person wake up?
Jay, they're probably a night owl. They're probably up all night.
Maybe that was it, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of pressure. If your job is to go around and wake up the whole town, and you're like, you have a bad day or you don't feel good, and you're like, I couldn't sleep, man. Next thing you know, the whole town overslept. That's a lot of pressure.
It is. A lot of pressure being a knocker-up.
Yeah.
And also, it just seems like, I don't know. If you were doing that job and there was a snooze issue.
Right, yeah.
Like, what would you do? You got to come back in 9 minutes and make sure they're awake?
you keep making the circle around the town every 9 minutes. I guess they wouldn't leave your house until they saw your face? Like, you'd have to get out of bed?
Maybe that
was what it was. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is crazy. I mean, thanks to whoever invented the alarm clock at that point then. I never thought I'd thank them, but it's better than that.
It seems so basic, and I was just like, well, of course they've been around forever.
Right, yeah.
Caveman probably used it.
Sure.
Oh. He used the sun.
Right.
Steve, can you tell time by the sun?
Can I?
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
Even an approximation, depending. It's so weird because, you know, time with the sun setting so much earlier now, it's definitely weirder. You get used to it in the summer. Now, let's see, what time is sunset right now?
Let's see. I'm going to say 7... Let's see if I can play this game.
Okay.
7:29.
Steve, would you like to guess?
Say that again. Where the...
Well, I'll say it again. I'll slow it down for you.
Okay.
What time do you think sunset is?
Oh, sunset. Okay, yeah, yeah.
thanks for paying attention.
I thought you said something else.
Uh-huh, clearly.
7:13.
I mean, he's closer... it is 6:52.
No, it's not.
Well, you know how that works, though, Kevin. That's sunset, but, you know, there's always a little bit after that. That it's, you know, you still get some light after the 6:52. But, yeah, it's weird. I mean, I've done the thing now where it's, like, driving to work when the sun doesn't rise till, like, 6:30. It is so dark compared to when we used to be able to come in with it. I mean, wouldn't even have my headlights on coming in at 4:45. It was so light out. Now it's 6:30 and it's just barely peeking above the horizon. Not a fan. That's all right. We only have like 5 more months of it. It's fine. Maybe 6.
Well, yeah, and it'll get much shorter.
Excited about it.
We will be dark by 4 in the afternoon?
I think 3:58 or something like that is when the shortest
one.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Boy, was that sarcasm, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Story number 2.
Was that sarcasm? Yeah, it sure was. He was laying it on pretty thick, too.
I don't know if you could miss it, but, you know, thanks.
Okay, we all want to say we know when summer's over. The clocks are doing this.
Yeah.
It's getting darker.
Kids go back to school or whatever, yeah.
First day of fall is Sunday. You know, yes. Summer is almost over when you start considering socks as part of your daily wardrobe again.
Okay, I could see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The flip-flop people, yep. Man, they have a hard time letting go.
Flip-flops and sandals,
hard
man.
Time
they just
letting go.
They don't want to leave it.
Yeah, and I think some people will really risk it for way longer than they should.
I know a guy who used to do it all year, and he didn't care. Didn't care about snow, nothing. Just flip-flop all year.
He was a shorts guy too then, huh?
No, he wore pants in the winter.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he just wore flip-flops with his pants. I mean, he committed to it, and he was never going to let it go, and everybody talked to him about it.
I bet.
I mean, it's snowing. He's out there. He would literally shovel, didn't care, flip-flops. I'm like, bro, at that point, now you're just trying to do it to do it. I know you can't tell me that that's better than shoes.
Did he not own shoes, or what was the deal?
He had plenty of wherewithal to have shoes. Yeah. It was just a decision.
Mm.
Just liked them.
Yep. It was weird.
Wow, that is something.
People start talking about sweater weather.
Oh, yeah. What about chili?
Sweater weather.
Or something
Jay,
in the crock
funny.
Pot.
Yep. It says
comfort
you begin,
food.
You catch yourself Googling how to cook such and such in a slow cooker.
Right. Well, last Sunday, our family dinner, we had grilled cheese sandwiches and soup. It was just starting to get to that time.
You might be a little early on this train.
Oh, no question. Yeah, that was definitely early. But guess what? Nobody complained.
Yeah, but grilled cheese and soup is, you know what? I can give that to you even on a summer, towards the end of summer when it's not super warm.
Yeah, I don't want it when it's 90, but, you know, when it was like, I don't know what it was, 72 or something like that, and it was cool, and it was kind of getting the breeze feels cooler in the fall. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm game for it. Plus, I'm not going to turn down a meal somebody else makes.
Another good time of year to find your shorts on sale.
Oh, yeah.
If you can find them, because the shorts are all gone.
Right.
For the winter coats and all the other stuff.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever's left.
Online, I guess. That's probably the way to look.
Check on Amazon right now.
Oh, that's a good point.
Prime Day's coming. I didn't know that.
October 8th and 9th.
Thank you, Kevin. Wow. That was impressive.
I saw it last night.
Wow, that was really good.
Are you planning ahead?
I mean, sounds like he's got
it. I always say I'm going to, and Steve, I never buy anything. But
right.
Oh, really?
What if I do, it's something little.
Oh, okay. I feel like you both are big Amazon Prime buyers now.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, we like to. I mean, I like to check it out, that's for sure.
Kevin, your extreme motion cargo short, like Steve wears, normally $34 on sale for $19.90.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Good year.
Mm-hmm.
Good to hear.
I know, he said good year, like 1990. It was calendar humor.
Oh, I thought he said good to hear.
Well, that too.
Like he was going to go run and buy some.
I know. How many pairs of those cargo shorts did you end up buying, Steve, in multiple colors?
Just three.
Yeah.
I mean, they fit nice. They're comfortable.
There's a lot of people who have that mentality. Find something you like, buy things, many of them in different colors.
Yes.
Why keep searching? It's like, well, I know I like them. They fit. I'm just going to get multiple colors of it and be done.
Mm-hmm. Why ruin a good thing, Jay?
No, I love that attitude. I'm all in. Mm-hmm. And some people are the opposite. They're like, nope, I can only get one of that, and then I have to get something else because I don't like wearing the same stuff every day.
I mean, they're different colors, though, so they're not the same thing.
Right, exactly.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I just need a shower to last forever sometimes.
Kevin James.
Just the ability to stand in there forever. not even stand. Towards the end, I just want to sit on the bench.
Just want a chair, yeah.
And let the water run over my head like I'm in some sort of waterfall on The Bachelor.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah. Stacy texted in, said coat and sweatshirt for the first time this season this morning.
Oh, wow.
A little cool, a little crisp today. Although, great weather, honestly, for the weekend. And this weekend is the Greek festival. So That's how you also know it's fall, I guess.
Is that right?
You going to go, Kevin?
You know, Jay, I probably won't make it.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. 88th annual Greek festival. Steve, that's what you need to do.
I could get down with that.
Yeah, you should. You should definitely do that. And it, what is it? Is it Holy Trinity, Kevin? Is that the yeah. church name? Okay, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So anyway, this weekend, I'm looking for the hours: 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. Holy nice. Trinity Greek Orthodox Church on Washington Street, the big Greek festival. Go down there; you can have a bunch of food and stuff. It's you know, you'd love it, Steve.
Yeah, my neighbors growing up across the street, they were Greek Orthodox.
Yep.
Ooh.
And they would always have a big Easter celebration at their house.
Love it.
And they would do like a big lamb, you know, like on a spit.
Okay. Wow.
And the kids were my age, and parents were obviously however old parents are.
Right.
And so the father, and the father's uncle were like talking or whatever. And this one year, and the uncle chased the father around with the lamb's eye.
Oh,
it's
my.
Supposed to be like brain food or something. And he's like chasing this grown man around the front yard.
Oh, wow.
Eat it, eat it, eat it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
Maybe it's good for you, or it's supposed to. It's
maybe
something.
Baklava or something like that, but probably not lamb's eye, I don't think.
Well, lamb is good, though.
Yeah, yeah, lamb's good. I don't know about the eye part. I think I'm
not so sure.
Probably fine without that part. In a lamb's eye.
Yeah, you gonna make me chase you around the yard?
With baklava?
Well.
You won't have to chase. I'll just stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love hearing more about Steve's wild childhood.
Yeah, that was insane. That was craziness going on there.
It's wild.
It was.
Yeah, that was a big party always at their house.
I love it.
We do have to take a quick moment and say happy birthday to Miss Yearwood today.
Wow.
Yeah. Garth's lover, his wife, the one he was always meant to be with, they just couldn't get together until it happened.
Yeah, that was, and now it's been quite a long time, I would imagine.
When did they get together? Do we know?
Jay?
Actual wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, this is your boy. Moment to shine, Jay.
That's one of those where I feel like you remember that or something. It must not have been that close to yours.
It was not.
2005
a
is
long time
head.
After. Yeah, it was quite a while after mine. It was... like I said, Tim and Faith, I know we had that one yesterday and beat the show. They were relatively close to mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2005. Wow, okay. I mean, if only there was a way, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So 2005, that means Trisha's got to be... So Garth is like close to me. I'm going to say she's 58. That's my
she's
final.
She's 60 today.
60, okay. All right.
A big one.
Yeah, good job.
What do you think Garth will do for her?
Probably nothing. She has everything she needs.
It's true.
He doesn't seem like he has thought this out or planned it at all.
Is she one of those that loves cooking so much,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is she one that like, hey, I want to cook a great dinner for us tonight for my birthday?
I could see her doing that.
I could too.
And then the family comes over on one of their six houses.
Really enjoy it. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay. I mean, I feel bad making you cook on your birthday, but you want to.
If that's the question. If you are married to somebody who really loves to cook, I mean, like, really loves it like she does. And it's their birthday. And they're like, I really want to cook something. I mean, don't you feel a little weird? Do you make a big deal of it? Or you just say, no, you said you wanted to do it, so do it.
Well, I wouldn't say it like that, probably.
No, I understand that part. Yeah, maybe that was bad phrasing.
If it really was what made them happy. And I feel like you would know that.
For sure, yeah.
But maybe be, you know, a lot more helpful. For sure, you're doing dishes, you're doing all the cleanup.
All the other stuff.
You're doing all that
and
stuff.
And maybe helping, quote-unquote helping.
Also, Jimmy Fallon has a birthday today.
All right.
Jimmy turns?
Oh, isn't this the big one?
It is.
Yeah.
So he's 100? Wow, I had no idea. Is that what you meant?
Jay, there's a machine.
Hmm. 60.
50 for Jimmy Kimmel. Mm. I mean, Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon, okay.
Wrong guy.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking Kimmel. That's why, yeah. Yeah, I could see
that.
50
years old. Oh. Yeah.
Good for him. Big party. Trisha going to cook for him?
You know, I don't know that they are friends, but it seems like they would be a good pair.
I would like it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Troil comes over for dinner, yeah.
Troil.
Troil.
Do you know who Troil is, Steve?
Is that a person?
It is.
Yeah.
No.
It's someone's name.
Okay.
If only there was a way.
If only there was a browser of some sort that would answer any questions that came to your mind. That's Garth's real name.
Is that right?
Yeah. His middle name's Garth.
Troil Garth Brooks.
Right.
Huh.
And that's something. Anyway, Kevin, that's...
That's the way you spell it. Okay.
I'm curious how you were thinking you spelled Troil.
You don't want to know how I mean, I was spelling it.
I don't know. I don't, Troy.
You know I'm a great speller.
Right. Yeah. Troy.
See, I get that now, but I was spelling it like tinfoil.
What?
Tinfoil.
Or foil.
You were spelling T-R-O-I-L?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's
Troil, like yeah. Broil. Yeah, yeah,
that's
rhymes.
Fair. That's
I
fair.
Can get it.
Yeah, I get that one.
I didn't realize that it was. Okay, now I follow.
And now it makes so much more sense that that's his name.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right, Kevin, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I apologize. What else did you have?
That was it.
That's it. Okay, it's just a birthday.
Yeah, I saw those birthdays, and I was like, we should say happy birthday to Trisha. She's one of the best, so happy birthday to her. And Jimmy Fallon
Jimmy
as well.
Fallon turning 50 years old.
You know, her first name is really Patricia.
How do you spell that?
Well, the way he said it, it sounds like P-U-T.
It does.
Did I say it weird?
He said it's Patricia.
Patricia. Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, Patricia.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't know any Patricias.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I've always wondered who was bigger, him or Steve.
I think we decided that when I actually stood up straight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were slouching.
Kevin James.
They were standing, and they're, you know, virtually the same height, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then Steve goes, but I could stand up straight. And then I realized, wait, is that like a permanent condition? Like you just are, you don't normally stand up tall? And then I realized he really didn't. Suddenly he was like 6'4".
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
So excited about this category. How about you, Kev?
I missed what it was.
Pirates.
Oh, it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi there. How are you guys?
I'm very good. Kevin, Tammy wants to know how you are. Lie to
I'm
her.
Not
please,
okay.
Please just lie to her.
It's all going to be all right.
Beat the Show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. Playing for a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. That's some coffee on the line. Tammy, how's everything in your world?
Well, everything's just terrific. I'm just doing a little work at home and hanging out, listening to Coyote Country like I do every single day.
That is fantastic. How often do you get an opportunity to work at home? Is it your decision where you're like, nope, today's the day I'm working at home, or how does that work for you?
We all do a couple of days in the office, so 3 days a week I work at home.
Wow, okay. And was that a COVID initiation that continued on, like a lot of places?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's good for you, by the way. That's awesome. Well, let's see how you do. I'm sure you're super knowledgeable about pirates, which is cool.
Most
people are. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Who isn't?
Tammy, who do you want to challenge today, me or Kevin?
Oh, let's challenge Kevin.
Okay, Kev, see you in 75 seconds. All right.
Okay, let me start a little watch here.
Yeah, get your dealio and your what you call it. All right, see you, Kev. All right, here's how it works then. Of course, you probably know this already, Tammy, but it's 7 questions in 60 seconds. Pass if you get stuck, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What is Johnny Depp's character name in Pirates of the Caribbean films? In the Caribbean?
Jack Sparrow.
Pirate Flag is a song recorded by Kenny Chesney. Who is the actress he was married to that was in Jerry Maguire?
Oh, I can't remember her. Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
The Pirates are a pro baseball team from what East Coast city?
Oh. I don't know. Connecticut.
What is the movie that tells the story of a ship captain, played by Tom Hanks, being taken hostage by Somali pirates?
Captain Phillip.
Who is the main pirate in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
Jimmy Buffett had a song called A Pirate Looks at 40. What is the common nickname for fans of Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
What is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?
Well, I have two answers for that, but I'll say the R.
Yeah, there we go. That a girl. Well done. Thank you. Well done. Thank you. We'll wait for Kevin to come back to see if you're going to win your Indaba coffee today. Good job. I liked your answers, Tammy. Well done. Steve, good job on the questions.
Back.
Kevin, I wish you the best of luck. You get 60 seconds and the same seven questions. Pass if you get stuck.
What is Johnny Depp's character name in the Pirates of the Caribbean films?
Jack Sparrow.
Pirate Flag is a song recorded by Kenny Chesney. Who is the actress he was married to that was in
Renee Germany? Zellweger.
Okay. The Pirates are a pro baseball team from what East Coast city?
Pittsburgh?
What is the movie that tells the story of a ship captain, played by Tom Hanks, being taken hostage by Somali pirates?
Oh, jeez.
I'm the captain now!
Captain Phillips.
Who is the main pirate in Peter Pan?
I pass.
Jimmy Buffett had a song called A Pirate Looks at 40. What is the common nickname for fans of Jimmy Buffett?
They are parrot heads.
What is a pirate's favorite letter in the alphabet?
C.
All right.
He's on the sea.
On the sea, see? All right, let's see how we did. Very tight match here, very close. Yeah. It's going to come down to the wire. We'll see what happens here.
Oh, boy.
What is Johnny Depp's character name in the Pirates of the Caribbean films?
Jack Sparrow for everybody.
Everybody's right.
1-1.
Pirate Flag is a song recorded by Kenny Chesney. Who is the actress he was married to that was in Jerry Maguire?
It took a minute for Tammy to get there, but she did. She got to Renee Zellweger. Okay. Yeah, yeah, everybody got it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's correct again. Very good.
Any idea how long that marriage lasted?
A year. 2 years. I don't know.
Oh, it was 3 months or something?
yeah, I know. I know. You're like, whoa, wait. 4 months is the correct answer. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I know. 2-2.
The Pirates are a pro baseball team from what East Coast city?
Kevin got Pittsburgh there. Tammy couldn't get to Pittsburgh because she doesn't like Pittsburgh, so she passed.
That's fair. Pittsburgh is the correct answer. Well done, Kevin. What is the movie that tells the story of a ship captain played by Tom Hanks?
I like how everybody worked their way through that. I really did, because everybody did the same thing. They're like, oh, gosh. And you think in your mind, I'm the captain now. That's not the name of the movie, but I know the line.
Yeah.
And then everybody ended up at Captain Phillips.
So. Yeah, Captain Phillips.
So well done. Very good. 4-3 in favor of Kevin at this point. Close game.
Mm-hmm. Who is the main pirate in Peter Pan?
Let's tie it up with Captain Hook for Tammy and Kevin with the pass.
Mm-hmm. Captain James Hook.
Yeah, old Jimmy Hook, that's what we called him.
Yeah, that's on the playground.
His friends, yeah.
Jimmy Buffett had a song called A Pirate Looks at 40. What is the common nickname for for fans of Jimmy Buffett?
Tammy, had you heard the Pirate Heads before but just couldn't get there, or...
I've heard it before, but I wouldn't have been able to get there.
Yeah, Pirate Heads. Kevin got that one to take the lead back.
Isn't it Parrot Heads?
Yeah, Parrot Heads. What did I say? Pirate Heads? No, Parrot Heads. Yeah.
You got pirates on your mind.
Yeah. Parrot Heads, yes. Kevin with a point there. 5-4.
And what is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?
I mean, Tammy said R, and Kevin said C.
I mean, I was looking for R.
Right.
But C, I mean, that's also... Right, I guess.
Minus 1 point for Kevin not saying R.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that you should have got that one.
It's got too cute.
Long standing. Yeah. That makes it a 5-4 win for Tammy. $25 to Indaba Coffee Roasters. That's just how we're going to do it today. Congratulations, Tammy. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You. Awesome. That was fun. And, you know, Kevin must know that joke where it's know the sea. I'm sure he knows it.
Yes.
My husband tells it all the time.
Does he really? That's great. I don't, why is it that it feels like it's a gender thing where only men want to talk like a pirate? You don't see a bunch of women walking around talking like pirates.
Not really, but it's fun.
It is, and you did a good job of it. All right, hold on for a second, Tammy, for 1 second. Thank you so much for listening and for playing. Kevin, I'm pretty darn good. I can't believe you didn't get Captain Hook, but that one was, you were just
Captain
thinking.
Hook, yeah.
I mean, you did all right.
Oh, jeez. Are you done, Steve?
No.
Down.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The name of it is what again, Steve?
Oh,
I'm going to love you.
Now I lost it. Hold on.
Seemed like it.
Yeah.
New music.
Carry the one. Minus wind speed.
I'm going to love you.
Huh, weird.
Kevin James.
Is that what you said?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stand by for another chance to qualify for the Seahawks versus the Niners game on October 10th. That's a Thursday night. Thursday night football. That's weird because tonight's a Thursday night. And there's football tonight, too. Did you?
Every Thursday.
Remember that?
Get ready.
Yeah. Get ready for the exciting Pats-Jets game. Who doesn't want to watch that? I mean, just America. But, you know.
Tom Brady?
Yes.
All right, here's the stat of the day. 38% of people say when they walk into a party and see this food item, they know it's going to be a good one.
Ooh, boy. Wings?
Ooh.
I mean, solid answer.
Not the right answer, but it's right still answer. A solid.
Pickles in a blanket?
Ooh, Steve.
Wow.
I like the way you talk.
I'll say it slower. Right?
Yeah, that felt like that was weird.
Pigs in a blanket.
Boy, I'm trying to think of what else would be like the thing where you go, oh, man, that's the best possible food we could have at a party.
I mean, pizza maybe, but...
Pizza, yeah.
Or like steak.
Well, and it just the way they state it, you know it's going to be a good one. Like, you know they're probably going to have good food if they have, according to this survey. And I think this number is going up all the time. I just see it getting more and more popular. A charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. I was going to say cheese tray.
It also
tray,
says,
yeah.
Or a cheese fruit platter.
Yeah.
So, like, any of those types of things. I will admit, I'm a sucker for them. If they've got just, like, the meat and or just the cheese and fruit, I won't stand too far from it.
I mean.
Grab some, take a step away, grab some.
Yeah.
We bought the meat and cheese tray. It wasn't really a tray. It was more just, you know, one of those plastic ones that you kind of, you know, it has it all chopped up and everything. And, of course, you're like, man, I want that. It's got the pepperoni and the different kinds of cheese and obviously the different kind of meat and everything. It's $600. And I was like, man, let's get that. But then I started thinking, first of all, it's a lot. And then I said, well, but there, you know, there's some guy cubing that cheese somewhere. He's just over there and he's just with his hand, he just... cubing it up into the little squares.
You're a busy guy.
He's that takes some time, so that's probably why it's so expensive.
It is. And you can you do it your own, right? I mean, you could get
you
the
could
cheese and go
home. Clearly do that, yes.
Yeah, and then you just go, nah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what it is. And then you complain about it, and then you eat it, and it's great, and then you go get another one.
I think that is the process.
Yeah. Now that you've said that, Kevin, I would be curious to see how much less it would cost to like it. And again, you're going to slice the cheese and then either cut it into the flat slices or the cubes, whichever, you know, is your deal. I think I like the flat ones better because they fit better on the cracker, but I'm not against the cubes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not against cubes. You got anything against cubes, Steve?
I'm not anti-cube.
You're not? Okay.
All I'm right. a cuber. I like the cubes.
Cubes or slices? Cubes.
I like slices, too, but on a meat, I don't know. For some reason, I always like it to be more of the cubed cheese.
I'm going to put it on the poll. Cubes or slices? Is that fair? Is that how we want it?
Yeah.
Cubes or slices? And we'll see how we do there. Cubes or slices? Okay. Again, slices for crackers, cubes for popping, I think. And you said earlier this week, no crackers, right? Like, you're not against crackers, but you're...
I like the crackers. I like the crackers if they have the thing I still go back to Slim's wedding in Kentucky, where he had this giant cheese. I don't even know what it was. It was just like this big mountain of cheese.
Right. Cheese
and
mountain.
It had a bunch of different crackers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just take it and just scoop it off of there onto your plate.
Oh, wow.
And then just eat the cheese with the crackers. Now, that I was all about.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that needs a cracker.
I just kept thinking the same thing. How much is this cheese?
Wait, was it like liquidy or was it more?
No, it was creamy. Let's say it was creamy.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, yeah.
Because if you're going to scoop
it. Oh, man, it was good. Yeah. It was good. Hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's up on the poll. You can follow our polls along on X or Twitter, whichever you prefer to call it. And cubes or slices. So far, slices has a slight lead. Slices has a slight lead. That's easy for you to say. And then, yeah. Kevin, do you like a specific kind of cheese? What's the kind that has, like, the mixture of...
Colby Jack?
I don't know. It's like the yellow and white cheese mixed together. What cheese is that? That's not Colby Jack, is it?
Don't they just call it yellow and white?
Yeah. I think yellow and white cheese. I don't know that that's the official name, Steve.
I think yellow and white is Colby Jack.
Okay. That might be my favorite of the sliced cheeses.
Yeah, I do get that one a lot. If I'm going to get some sort of cheese, I'm a Colby Jack.
And
I do like it.
And now you take that in either form, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, there's your cheese talk, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.
Cheese.
That's right.
Mozzarella, though, that's got to be up there, right?
Not cooked?
Sure, I mean, anyway, yeah.
So you take it in a stick, whether it's cold, or a stick, whether it's fried?
Correct.
Wow. I mean, talk about a crazy guy. I thought this guy was pretty boring with his food, but he's nutty. This guy's crazy.
He really is.
This guy's crazy over here. Get wild, Steve.
Oh.
Kevin, I know you got to go. So we'll see you tomorrow for the Friday crew.
Yes, I get to go to the doctor.
Who's lucky? Raise your hand.
Oh, hopefully me today, though. Please.
I hope your hand was up there for a second. Yeah, I hope you feel better. Thanks for being on. I know it was a fun day for you today. So.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
We may have a term for everyone to Google tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Bye, Kevin.